We're not your job. You're not how much money you have in the bank. You're not the car you drive. You're not the contents of your wallet. You're not your fucking khakis. You were the all singing, all dancing crap of the world.
From the day he was born, he was trouble. He was the thorn in his mother's side. She tried in vain,
but he never caused her nothing but shame.
He left home the day she died. From the day she was gone, all he wanted was rock and roll porn. Und a motorbike, shooting up junk.
He was a low-down, cheap little punk.
I did.
Everybody shoved him. I very nearly loved him. I said, hey, listen to me. Stay sane inside insanity. But he locked the door and threw away the key.
But he must have been drawn into something, making him warn. Note which reads,
what to say, what to say? I'm out of my head. Oh, hurry, or I may be dead. They mustn't carry out their evil deeds.
Yeah! Baby, baby, say it again. Like you said, you knew he was no good kid. But when he threatened your life with a switchblade knife,
what a guy!
And I did.
What a god.
Makes you cry. Hey.
Und I did.
Are you Nikonar Chabotarevich? Can you understand me, Nikonar? Are you Chabotarevich? Are you sure? Uh-huh. Chabotarevich, is that a Russian name?
No, it's American.
All right, let me see your name tag. Is this yours?
It's his.
What are your parents' names?
Lou. And, my mother's name is, Eva.
Huh? And what are your parents' dates of birth? We're gonna have to get him out of here.
sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady, I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all I can.
Days are.
Cruise her around the town, show everybody what I found. Rock and roll with all my friends, hoping the music never ends.
Days are,
won't you be mine?
Days are,
please be mine. Sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. It feels so right, can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
Days are,
won't you be mine?
Days are,
won't please be mine. Hello sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady, I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all I can.
Enough of this crime and punishment bollocks. I'm happy here.
I won't let you be happy. Why should I? Friday, the Grosvenor, you'll be there.
I won't.
You will. I told Ted you're doing it. Don't you show me up.
No, I won't be there.
You will. You're Mr. Roundtree.
No.
Yes, Roundtree.
No.
Yes, Grosvenor.
No, Don.
Friday.
I won't be there.
You will.
No, Don.
Yes, yes, yes.
Don, this. Stop kidding ourselves. I mean, we both know the reason you're here. It's not just because of me.
What do you say?
It's not just because of me.
What are we talking about?
You didn't come here just because of me.
I find this astonishing. You're amazing. This is astounding. Repeat.
Let's be honest. This is about Jackie.
I come over here for professional reasons, nothing else. On a professional mission. I've got to get a team together, I've got to handpick a team. And I had you in mind for that team. But quite frankly, your attitude appalls me. It's not what you're saying. It's all the stuff they're not saying. Insinuendos. You really are demonstrating some whopping great ego, my friend. I'll keep that in check if I were you. Because that sort of beginning is going to be a right turn off. Now, if you don't want to do the job, fair enough. I can accept that, or we'll leave it at that. And considering what I know about you and the outrageousness of what's going on inside your head, whatever stinky thoughts you're having, which I don't want to know. Because they're so disgusting. I would like to leave now, this minute, please. Give me a taxi.
What's up, pal? Got a block nose, have you?
Block nose, right.
There's a better way of doing it than that.
Better way, huh?
Yep.
the way we do it back home. He really fixes us up. Boil the water. Get steam going, right. Get your face right over that. The old tea towel. Over your scalp. Get your head right down onto that. Breathe it in real deep. 10 minutes of that, you'll be clear as a bell, no worries. Get into it.
You know, Mick, that was probably a couple $100 worth of cocaine.
What's that?
It's a drug. You sniff it.
What for?
Well, to get a buzz.
What, like shoving a blowfly up your nose?
Right on his head.
Heenan is taking a thrashing now at the hands of the Warrior.
Oh. The Warrior displaying tremendous force.
I'd give a fortune to know what is running through Heenan's head right now.
Not much.
Oh. That's a sleeper right there. There's no way Heenan's going to get out of that, Lord Alfred Hayes and Sean Penn. I mean, Sean Mooney. There's no way he's going to get out of this, brother.
Well, he does indeed have that sleeper hold on.
And I've never seen anybody go down so quickly as that with a sleeper either.
That's true. Oh, he's up. He went on
the record time. Squeezing the life out of Bobby Heenan, and he is out.
That must be record time for a sleeper, I'm sure. Heenan with no defense at all.
And it's pajama time.
Yes, he's twitching a little bit, Heenan. Maybe there is a tarantula inside that.
Well, the Warrior wants to be sure he's around when the brain wakes up to see this.
There it comes. The eyes are still closed.
You see, the suit has claws and everything. This is very much a replica of a weasel.
Isn't he just a humiliating piece of humanity laying there?
Bobby Heenan coming out of his slumber.
Oh, man.
This is what a jump. Oh, look at the tail. That's a rather nice tail, though.
Yes, it is. If the tail starts to move, I want to see the tail move, Lord Alfred Hayes.
Well, Bobby Heenan's eyes are now open.
A weasel inside a weasel.
I don't think he's quite aware of what has happened.
No, I hope Alfred talking. Oh!
Surprise!
Two of them.
Chasing his tail.
Oh, look at him. Look. Oh, he's furious.
Yes, he is.
Oh, he can't get it off. Yes, he can.
He's got one arm free.
Oh, what utter humiliation. Oh, my word.
About what makes a man. Was it brain or brawn or the month you were born? You just couldn't understand. Our old friend didn't like our appearance. He said that only women wear long hair. So me and my brother borrowed money from what we had to do. We went downstairs past the barber and gymnasium and got our arms tattooed.
Welcome to my life tattoo. I'm a man now thanks to you.
I expect I'll regret you, but the skin rough and we'll get you. But my mother naturally liked it and beat my brother, 'cause his tattoo was of a lady in the nude, and my mother thought that was extremely rude.
Welcome to my life tattoo. We've a long time together, me and you.
I expect I'll regret you, but the skin dog man will get you. Now I'm older, I'm
Anybody here?
Blood pressure is zero.
It's over right here.
Yep.
Matt Hardy on top. And on. One shot. Moving right. And then Jeff Hardy hit first. A suicide dive from the Devon Dudley space. But the match is going to continue. Devon was not on the table.
Well. Oh, my God.
Got him. The Dudleys must put the Hardys through a table. The Hardys can't put themselves through a table. This match continues, in other words. And remember, Devon Dudley's got to keep from going through a table here for the Dudleys to not lose.
Well, I don't think the Dudleys want this to end anyway. They seem to be enjoying themselves now.
Dudleys have an advantage here. Both the Hardys are down and hurting. And the ring steps have been maneuvered into the ring.
I bet these guys did well with an erector set when they were little. Uh-oh.
There's got to be some erection destruction here. Good Lord, Matt Hardy just got folded up like an accordion through that table, and now we're down to 1-1. It's down to Jeff Hardy and Devon Dudley, the next one to go through a table.
Look at Bubba Ray, that weird look in his eyes.
That's Matt Hardy, not Jeff.
Oh!
A long ball by Jeff.
Oh, no!
Jeff Hardy.
Not again, no, look out!
And Bubba. Bubba's reeling, look out! Oh, my God! Bubba Dudley went through two tables to the concrete floor.
Was that an offensive move?
Yeah, but Bubba's already gone through a table. If you're keeping score at home, you're looking for either Devon Dudley or Jeff Hardy. The next one to go through the table, and this match will end.
Oh, here we go. Could be it right here.
Devon on the table. Jeff Hardy. Don't do it, Jeff. Don't do it. No! My God, a senton bomb from the balcony. And Devon Dudley has just been driven through the table. For God's sake, the Hardys have survived. From the balcony with a senton bomb that found Devon Dudley on the table. Total destruction.
Oh.
The Dudleys look like they've been in a gang fight. Can you believe this matchup?
Listen to this. Expect this stagnation to continue until the Department of Agriculture's January crop report. Exactly as we thought, Randolph.
Wrong. Quite wrong. Untrue. They've given this genetics fellow the Nobel Prize. A man doesn't know the first thing about human nature.
Randolph, we're about to make millions of dollars in frozen orange juice, and you're talking to me about human nature.
Money isn't everything, Mortimer.
Oh, grow up.
Mother always said you were greedy.
She meant it as a compliment.
Ah, Ezra. Right on time. I bet you thought I'd forgotten your Christmas bonus. There you are.
$5. Maybe I'll go to the movies by myself.
Half of it is from me.
Thank you, Mr. Mortimer.
Gentlemen, looking good, Lewis. Feeling good, Todd.
We need a fourth for squash today, Lewis. Are you interested?
No, can do. I'll be having dinner with Penelope tonight.
Oh, lucky you.
It's not luck. Todd? Randolph? Mortimer?
Winthorpe, my boy, what have you got for us?
Well, it's that time of the month again. Payroll checks for our employees, which require your signatures. And no forgetting to sign the big ones.
We seem to be paying some of our employees an awful lot of money.
Can't get around the old minimum wage, Mortimer.
$50,000 to Clarence Beeks. Who the hell is...
I meant to ask you about that. I went through personnel records thoroughly, and there doesn't seem to be a Clarence Beeks employed with the firm.
Oh. Clarence Beeks. Oh, yes, of course. He's doing something top secret for us. Research. Ah.
How is Penelope? Never forget she's our grandniece, Winthorpe. You better make an honest woman of her.
Well, I'll certainly try, sir. Actually, the wedding invitations go out this week.
Good. Good work, Winthorpe. Don't worry about this, Winthorpe. I'll take care of this one personally.
Catch me if you can.
40 euros for the standard.
Standard. Could you be more specific? Because back home, the standard covers a whole range of possibilities. Like kissing, you know, closed lips, open lips.
Listen, if you're not buying, piss off.
No. I didn't say I wasn't buying. I just like to get comfortable before I purchase. Like this karaoke machine I bought. I must have read that manual from cover to cover so many times.
I don't give a shit about your karaoke machine, okay? You're going to get me in trouble if you don't buy.
Trouble? Really? With who?
Piss off.
Okay. Listen, I'm sorry. If I want to... A package deal. Do I get a discount?
It cost me two now.
My name's Brian.
Forget. You better leave.
I thought we were negotiating.
Anton, I swear it's not my fault. I told him.
Why are you bothering the girl?
It's none of your business.
She is my business. And if you're not spending money, you're costing money.
I'm just negotiating.
There's no negotiating. The price is the price. And now you owe me for two that got away.
I don't know nothing. Oh.
50 euros or I kick your ass.
Sure, okay. Chill. Jeez. Okay. Here's your 50.
Another 50 for being an asshole.
I'll get the hell out of here. If I see you again, I'll kill you.
Mr. Smith, I do not know what kind of job I'm supposed to do for you, but this is not...
You are hard to translate.
Yes, but translate what?
Yes. Translate.
They're talking about you.
What about me?
They're not saying nice things.
Be specific.
They're saying... Excuse me, Mr. Smith. What an asshole you are. Please, if you can explain to me why we're doing all this, maybe...
Just translate.
One of them says the sausage gave him heart, but...
Keep going.
The other one is suggesting something his grandmother used to give him for that. Do you really want to hear all this, Mr. Smith?
Every word.
Now they're talking about football. The game between Lazio and Marseille. And they lost money on the betting. Perhaps if I knew the purpose...
You're better off not knowing. It's still football.
One is on the phone. He has to do a job at the construction site. Something about fresh merchandise giving problems. Mr. Smith, I do not understand any of this.
You're not supposed to.
Goodbye.
I asked for an English-Albanian dictionary. Did you bring one? Thank you.
Get wicked, so come on. the street getting paid from my vocal. Here is something you can't understand.
I work at this killer man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I work at this killer man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I work at this killer man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I work at this killer man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I've been going on a dumb hit, yo, because the pen is coming from it. I'm not gonna waste no time.
Time for some action, just a fraction of Brixton. I got the clearance to run the interference into your satellite, shining a bad light.
Sing at the gap,
and I know that'll get you right. Here's an example, just a little sample.
I work at this killer man.
One time tried to come in my home, take my chrome. I said, yo, it's on. Hey, cover, son, or your ass out. How do you like my chrome? Then I want the rookie pass out. Didn't have to blast out, but I did anyway.
Kill the man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I work at this killer man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I work at this killer man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I work at this killer man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I work at this killer man.
Set up, gentlemen?
Just about.
Lights ready?
All set.
What is the scene? Where am I?
This is the staircase of the palace.
Oh, yes. Yes. Down below, they're waiting for the princess. I'm ready.
All right. Cameras.
So they were turning after all, those cameras. Life, which can be strangely merciful, had taken pity on Norma Desmond. The dream she had clung to so desperately had enfolded her.
of the scene. I'm too happy. Mr. DeMille, do you mind if I say a few words? Thank you. I just want to tell you all how happy I am to be back in the studio, making a picture again. You don't know how much I've missed all of you. And I promise you I'll never desert you again. Because after Salome, we'll make another picture and another picture. You see, this is my life. It always will be. There's nothing else. Just us. And the cameras. And those wonderful people out there in the dark. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.